appreciate your presence to this meeting, your meeting. The agenda is before us, and even before we get into that, okay, let's declare the meeting open and welcome the members. Are there apologies, sir? There are no apologies. There are two matters that I, yes, Honorable Kiope.
Thank you, Chair. If there's just an apology for myself, which I'll be attending the Truth Forum at 10.
Oh, yes. Thank you. That's noted. Thank you very much. I was saying that there are two issues I want to speak to. We have invited the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to come and make a presentation on the Joint Economic Commission between South Africa and France in the wake of the election of the new president, President Emmanuel Macron. Members will remember that we actually did the same thing with Britain. To some extent, we did the same with the USA.
Yeah.
And we got an assurance that there might be small, if any, changes on accord, because they were already signed up to 2025 by the former president. Now, we wanted a discussion around that. Now, we got a very disappointing response from the department. They say that the department that is the best place to carry out a presentation like this is the Department of Trade and Industry, and DERCO is not participating in this commission. It may well be that perhaps the way we have crafted the letter was such that it looked 100% economic, but the understanding of this committee is that we have international relations with the countries that we have. And our right and what we must know is diplomatic relations, political relations, and trade relations. Because we're not limited to trade and diplomatic. No, political and diplomatic. So they may have missed the boat here. And my sense is that it is them, it's DERCO, because they are the first people that must come to the committee pay invitation. Get this information and come to us. But because it was only on Monday, was it on Monday that we're discussing? Perhaps it was already very late. So members can decide whether we are going to invite the DTI, or we can write back to them and say, the DTI and themselves can come and make this presentation. But it will be funny if you leave your department, you call the other, and then your department does not hear even what is being presented to you. It's like when we handled the ICC matter, we invited both the Justice Department and DERCO, so that Lava our accountable gate will keep them with us. That's my view. But members can speak to this. But it is worth knowing for purposes of our own knowledge and debates, etc. I saw that there was a hand up. Is that you, Honorable Khalap? Over to you on the matter.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think since when does the department give us such a lame excuse? I mean, it's just a useless excuse for lack of better words, Chair. I mean, they know we interact with them on these things. When they report to us on terms of international relations, they give us the stats on binational commissions and what. Why would they come in now and say, no, this is the domain of DTI? And this is not the first time we interacting with them. As you correctly said, mm-hmm. We called them for the Brexit, they gave us an overview. And then we called them for the USA, they gave us an overview. So most of the time they are giving us an overview. So they cannot come back and tell you that, no, it is the domain of the DTI. I think it's unacceptable. We don't accept that explanation, and we would expect to see them next week to come and give us that overview. They always give us a snapshot on the political, economic overview of the relations, and they are the primary chief in responsible for binational commission. So that's a lame excuse. I think they are bewitched in ANC terms. They are, we can't accept that explanation, and we expect that you send them a letter back and say next week they must come and give us a presentation on the France. And it's very important, especially at the wake of the G7 that happened last week, that we hear what is happening in terms of, because France is now going to be the key player around Europe, and we can't be found wanting. So we want that presentation next week, Chairperson.
Agreed. I have your permission, however, to omit the wish. They will not understand what you're talking about. Kalyan, was your hand up?
Yeah.
Or he spoke for you?
No, I have a mouth of my own and I use it. But, you know, while I hear the excuse, and the excuse is not acceptable, Mr. Chairperson, I also want to ask... You know, I think events that are current and topical, one understands. But I mean, to ask the department on a Monday to come here on a Wednesday, it shows also a lack of planning on our part. This, I have repeatedly asked for a calendar of events from this committee, and we don't get it. We just get information, so-and-so is coming, this is happening, that is happening. So if I think that there is a slot for the department to report on current affairs as it's unfolding and the department is informed timeously and they can give their response timeously as well, which then we can take up at a higher level. So I think there's two parts to this, solution. One is that the committee must take responsibility that we don't do things timeously. And then the other one is what recourse do we have if the department is saying, no, it's someone else's responsibility. Do we then take it up with the minister, or do you take it up with the leader of government business? I'd like to suggest that the leader of government business is written to say the department is shirking in its responsibility and passing it off to another committee.
Thank you very much. Oh, was your hand up?
Yeah.
Wasn't yeah. Pinning when I choose my color. So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, my apology. Honorable Shope.
Thank you very much.
No, don't put that in the minute. Proceed.
Yeah, okay. That is the problem, because also I'm going to the People's Forum to raise an issue that the Parliamentary Monitoring Group is no longer with us in Parliament, and we are relying on secretaries now to take minutes of each and every committee. So now if the committee secretary will be told by the chair what to put in the it's a problem. So we are going to make my case there. Thanks, Chair. On this issue, I think Chair, as well, I concur with what Honorable Kerrian was saying, to say it also looks like us in the community, in this committee, we also... Yes, there's a bad planning on our part. And Chair, I was waiting for this moment to meet as committee members only, without the department. Because sometimes it's very difficult to talk about the issues that you want to raise when the department is here. So I know Uti, this type of platform is very, very, very key to this committee. Because Chair, we need to plan very, 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 I mean, good as a committee. Because there are issues that we need to, as a committee, to be informed about, especially from the department. If you remember very well in January when we were there in Pretoria, is it Pretoria?
Yeah.
Our first meeting. So remember, I raised the issue of the CFO of the department. And I feel that when I was raising that issue, it was premature because we're supposed to have one understanding as a committee. Uti, where does it stand in this issue? Because do you remember the DG now, it was an acting DG by that time. So he gave us a loud explanation, but it looked like we are fighting the department. But if we raise these issues as a committee members, and we came to one conclusion to say, how are we going to approach such issues? Because it can be said that there was a serious allegation against the CFO. And now he just comes to the committee as if it's business as usual. And it seems as if it's us as opposition parties who want to persuade this thing. But it's not supposed to be like that. You need to be clarified as a community. What is happening regarding his allegations that were laid against him? That is one issue. The other issue, Chair, is the issues that we read about it on the newspapers on daily basis regarding this department. If I'm not mistaken, 2 weeks ago, there was an issue about a new ambassador by the name of Tulani something was on Sunday time. And that person is a dodgy person. And now, each and every time, when there's a scandal in SARS or whatsoever, but it ends up that person being deployed to one of the embassies. And the department must come and explain to us, because we are the committee members, with what is happening now. Why are we coming across with such issues on newspapers? There was an issue regarding Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma about the protection as well. You know, you just, as a committee member, you just read about those things in a newspaper.
It's a security matter.
Yes, but I mean, the department was also quoted to say, after she came back as an AU commission, they extended her security something. It was a department. I remember the newspaper or the media specifically asked this department. So, Chair, my point is that there are serious number of issues that we need a department to come and clarify to us in order to be held on the same page moving forward. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Honorable Khatebe. Honorable Khatebe.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that it is regrettable that the department gave the response which they gave it to you on the issue of coming to this issue of the presentation you are supposed to have been having here today. Because, Chair, I think that if you know very well that DERCO is having people who are working 24 hours monitoring the world, what is happening, and then also actually making the projections, what might happen. So it is not an excuse that they can say that it is another department length of mandate. So it is wrong because they are getting paid to do the work. So I'll agree with the honourable member to say that this department must come back next week. And then if they need assistance from the side of trading industry, it is their baby, they must speak with their counterparts so that they can give them more information. That's why even, you know, when we go abroad with other committees, Department of International Relations go and brief those committees on what they must expect wherever they want to go. So it cannot be an exception this time. So the issue is that next week they must come in, and then I think it must be the last lousy explanation they must give to the chairperson of the committee. And then, Chair, on the issue of taking this thing to the issue of government and the leader of government business, I think it's too premature to take that thing, because I think that what we have done here, you have spoken to the department. I don't think that you've interacted with the minister around this issue. So it would be wrong that you jump the people who work with and then go that. Let's say if the answers are not satisfactory from the side of the ministry, it's then that you can go beyond that. So I think that let's put the invite. Next week they must come in. They must brief us what is going to happen. And then on the issue raised by Honorable Stoppe, it is true. But I think one thing is true, that our Forest Service cannot be used as a dumping ground. But I think that the sooner we expedite the adoption of the Forest Service Bill, the better for us, because then there will be certainty that how the people will be deployed and what is going to be expected of them, the minimum criteria which must be met. Because it is really embarrassing, and I'll be honest with you, Chairperson, that someone will go fake the qualifications and then nothing happens out of that. I think it is wrong. It is wrong. So, but I think that we have to deal with that, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me just clarify a few things. The issue about the program of the committee. I think twice I instructed you to start. I said you must issue it to the members. And of course your comment was that it is a draft. And I said, no, you're right. Let it be with the members whilst it is a draft, because from time to time it will be amended. And it was raised by the same honorable member. So she's perfectly in order to say, let's have ilungi bhalwe draft. The committee can adopt it, but from time to time, even if it's a final one, it will amend it, because other matters will emerge. Like the issue of the election in a particular country, or a coup in a particular country, will emerge, or we may severe relations with another country, or we may make new relations with another country. So those developments will not be in the program. That was the first thing. The issues on the CFOs, the ambassadors, and other matters which have been raised by Honorable Stoppe are matters that can arise on the floor of the committee by a member. Unless a member wants us to insert an item like that in a meeting like this for the following week, and then we request the department that when you come next week, please come and brief us on this thing. Otherwise, if a member raises it on the floor of the meeting here, the department, if and when they are present, they can deal with a matter like that, or they can request to get more facts on that. Now, lastly, on this matter, on a Rukalian, what happened is we had not planned to have a presentation. I was advised by the committee secretary that one of our members said that sitting here to consider the minutes, of course it takes many minutes, it's 13 of them, to look at them only would make the meeting rather dry, for lack of a better word. There's a whipper here that says try. So then a member, one of us, then requested that we should have some political presentation. I don't know whether with the secretary they actually said, let's take France. Then he called me on Monday about this, that why don't we, there's a member who's suggesting that why don't we do this and this. Then I said, agreed. So both in terms of planning, not planning, to the department, now was late in the day on Monday, and also members here were not necessarily anticipating that there's going to be this discussion. So, but I agree with what the members are saying, that we can tell them today to come back next week, and they must obtain the necessary information. So even engagement, no, Bob, because temporarily he is the one who is now the PLO, even a discussion now. If this, then you must give me feedback before Monday. If Mina, I have to escalate this matter to anyone, it will be to the deputy minister who is deployed permanently to the committee and to the minister. If there are difficulties, there should be no difficulties. Because even when the DTI is coming here, we will send them away if Darko is not here. There must be other people from Darko. See what happened with constitutional development and justice. They came, Darko came, but the presentation was made by justice about the withdrawal from the ICC in front of Darko. But if Darko stays away and then we call the other department, it's going to cause other protocol problems. Because they are going to say, Tina, she invited DTI or she invited justice or she invited defense. So then those who are better informed about the issues are presented. Otherwise, by government day one, there's one government headed by the president. So there's a hand there. Before this, you know, there's a hand that's been up for quite some time. There are honorable Dudley.
Okay, I'm actually leaving you to indulge me a little. I should be running off to the people's forum because of being a whip of smaller parties, and they have plans out for me. So the minutes of the 25th of November, I do have some suggestions to make. Is it possible to make them before I run and then leave it at that?
We are not there yet.
Sure.
Even the way I have come into the agenda,
yeah.
I just decided to deal with two things, and this is the first one, even before I adopted the minute.
All right. My comment on that would be that having a meeting on just minutes is not a problem for this committee, because this is the work that we do. And if we did happen to invite, it was short notice, I think we should cut a little bit of slack, because everybody is stretched to the limit, and obviously there can be times when we will call somebody and it isn't enough notice for them to put it in. So that's just my view on it.
Yeah. On the matter that you have raised, when you find time, but we may have adopted or not adopted on the set of minutes that you are specifically referring to. See if you cannot write a note to the chair. Or to the
I'll wait for it, because it is the first one.
Oh, okay. 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 The second matter then, Sister Nell.
I was just saying, Chairperson, the whole gist of the topic which was given the department is precisely for the department to come and deal with the joint economic commission they have with France in the aftermath of the elections, because there are certain changes and certain attitudes towards Africa after elections. So this is what we want to know, whether there will be any impact on South Africa's foreign policy. So it's a very, for me, it's bold. So it's just that maybe we need to talk to them and explain what we actually were requesting for. That is the gist of what we are requesting.
The other matter that I thought I must deal with right at the beginning was the issue of the study talk, because two members during tea time already spoke to me about it. We received a letter from Honorable Frolic, the chair of committee, suggesting that we will not be able to leave the country. To travel to Germany rather than leave the country. To travel to Germany on the 17th June, because on the 22nd, the president will be answering questions in the House, and there will be a three-line whip, and therefore it was going to be difficult to release us. And subsequently, two other committees that were supposed to travel outside. And now it's all three committees are being disallowed to travel at that particular time. Now, there are other dates that have been suggested by their office.
Is it 29 July? 29 July to 5 August? 29 July to 5 August. Those are the new dates. Or 5 up to 12 August. Or 9 up to 16 September. Those are the three dates. And I have to write back to them and say the committee will take the following date, because DIRCO must then prepare accordingly. Makvalwa is gone. Sorry?
Please repeat the date.
29 July, 5 August. People must not prefer dates that relate to their dates of birth. Now. 5 up to 12 August. This year. Everything this year. 9 up to 16 September. Those are the dates. Now, there was something, Honorable Mkhalapa, you said, that while we plan this side, the other side, there's also parliament, there are also other developments. So, we must be flexible. We may take the other date, we may get the other date, or we may get other responses. But these are the dates. And can I suggest that we don't burden members, burden members with these specific dates. We then say to the secretary, speak to the parliamentary liaison office. Yeah, no problem. The Kulmengalama dates la, then Bacheche no ambassador the other side. Then they advise us accordingly. Then we'll come back to the members and say, now that there's been an engagement with the ambassador, they think that 5 up to 12 August, in terms of the current developments in Germany, Parliament will be in session and they can receive us, whatever the date, if you agree. Mkhalapa?
Yeah, Chair, it's not that we don't have to agree. I think we've got a gun on our head. It's a moving target, this study tour. And one realized that it's above your pay grade, so I guess we just have to live with it. But, yeah, I think your proposal is spot on. Let us give them these three dates. I'm sure 9 to 16 September won't be viable because they are having elections in Germany in September. So the two shoestring might be the 29 to 5 August and the 5 to 12 August, if we are lucky, for this year. Other than that, we just have to make sure that this thing doesn't run away from us. As we are edging closer, it runs away from us. But it's a living target, and it affects your PDMS. So yeah, let's leave it at that, I guess.
But I thought those are reserved for ministers at the end of the year. The chairpersons of committees are not affected. Honorable Likota, your hand was up. You covered, no? Okay. Remember?
No,
right. So, Kijima Nayogen and then Ganjan. We've dealt with apologies. Can I hear you on the adoption of the agenda, which is minus the presentation?
I propose for the adoption of the agenda.
Okay, second that. There is an index page. There's an index page. The minutes are 25 November, 2016, 13 November. Wait, what? And then 25 January up to 29 March. No, not up to. They must be May. Upo May. Up to March. No, la pagi ming May. Because I did this.
It's 25th November, it will be number one, first set of minutes. 30 November 2016, 25th January, 15th February, 22nd February, 1st March is number 6, 8th March is number 8, it's number 7, sorry. 15 March is number 8. 22nd March is number 9. Then 29 March is number 10. Then the 3rd of May is number 11. Then the 10th of May is number 12. And the 17th of May is number 13. Namakosa, thank you very much for this arrangement. You just missed it somewhere. So let's look at the minutes of the previous. Sorry?
The 10th of May is what?
The 10th of May is... Well, I was just saying, I was saying, I was saying, number 12. But it's the 25th November 2016. Let's get into that. The minutes are very thin. In any case, they are very thin. Anna Lukalian, you want to have a comment? Because you want to be released. Did you pick on anything then?
Thank you. Yes, having read through them, I just have some suggestions to make on page 5. Otherwise, and then a request
page
on page 6. Yeah.
Of the 29th November, okay?
No, sorry, the 25th, yeah. 25th of November.
Page 5.
Yes, page 5.
Line number.
Well, first of all, the 2.1, that heading that always says committee observations makes us a little unclear because we obviously didn't discuss these, you know, we didn't have a backwards and forwards ourselves. So if we say observations made by committee members, is it a problem? Because it makes it clearer so that when other people are reading the minutes, they're not thinking we actually got together and agreed on anything. Okay. And then down to the, it would be, it under that 2.1, it's the third paragraph. No, that's fine. The fourth paragraph. Instead of saying it was noted that, can we say another view expressed was that? Because it noted, it kind of gives the impression that we...
What line is that?
Under 2.1, it's the fourth paragraph.
It was noted, I see.
So if instead of it was noted, we say another view expressed was that.
Well, is it not mitigated by the fact that it says across the different parties?
I just think it's going to read a whole lot clearer just to change the noted generally into view expressed and suggestion.
Okay.
That in that same paragraph it also says it was noted in the third line, and it a view was held that the world did look up to South Africa. Because of the second part of that sentence, it puts it into better context.
What do you find odd with this expression? Because it says it was noted that the world did look up to South Africa in terms of how to solve internal conflicts peacefully.
Because
and the political context of this is that there are instances where within SADC or within the AU or within the UN, South Africa was requested to broker peace between two warring parties, bringing in the South African experience of dealing with our own conflicts arising from racism. I remember that, I'm sorry for the long explanation, I remember that the chairperson, Khan, the chairperson of the South African Jewish Board, actually said exactly this thing around the conference of racism and anti-Semitism that they were inviting us to. I was in the office of the chief with. She was saying that, you know, coming from where we're coming around racism, you South Africans, when you raise this matter internationally and you've been in this kind of situation and you dealt with it in a particular way, the world tends to listen to you because out of the conflict you then embarked on reconciliation. So our involvement in Sudan and in the Middle East also comes from some leaders of the world giving this matter to South Africa. That's the long political context, but
okay.
It doesn't take away your view.
I totally agree with you on that, but there's a however to that sentence. So if at the beginning it says a view was expressed that the world did look up to South Africa, there's not a problem with that sentence, but in the however, it can seem like some collective decision was taken on that. So it's just to cover the however it puts it clearly that a view was expressed.
Okay. And then you are referring to the sentence below, which says, however, that in this conflict, there is often an excessive use of force, especially by Israel, and that those excessive actions should not be carried out in the name of the South African Jewish community. Are you not? Because if we take that, however, below, which is line 1, 2, 3, 4, in the same paragraph, it actually accommodates the preceding sentence that talks about noting. And this is what the Jewish Board was saying. Doesn't it? You see, the whole thought carried by it was noted in this one, doesn't it accommodate what you think you were thinking? It does not sit comfortably with you. I get them call up and then you can come back. Yes, or I'll start that.
I don't want to be talking about it.
I just was feeling like we don't really need stuff being disputed at this stage. We just want the minutes to go through. And noted kind of indicates some sort of agreement or that it's an agreed fact, and it could be disputed. But if you just change it to the view was expressed, then it's somebody's view, and it's just exactly how it was.
What I want to go into is that these are minutes. So usually it's verbatim.
Yeah.
So it's not something that one writes or think that, no, let me use my English here. So I'm not sure if the secretariat wrote these minutes with Hansard so that he could be able to express the view. And I take the point that Honorable Dudley raised when he said committee observation by members, so that it expressed that it's different observations made by members. So I'm not sure that the style of writing, that's where the problem might be, captures we are not talking of recommendation, we're talking of the minutes. It's what was said at that meeting. Was it said in this way, or somebody just used the writing skills to write it the way it is? Because usually there should be a answer that can give us guidance on who said what when. So it might be maybe the style of writing that we are working on now. Because of these are minutes. It's not like we've made it's minutes. It's what was said in that meeting. And there should be some record of some sort of that meeting.
Mm-hmm. Are you done, Honorable Rafuti?
Yeah.
You will come back on out tightly. Let me hear other people. Honorable Rafuti?
No, I just wanted to check.
Okay,
the problem here. Is it the problem? Is the English.
Sit to the mic now.
Okay. Through your chair. Is it the English or what? Because it's like now we are
arguing about the English. Because really, I don't see any problem here. English with us is the 10th language. And really, I understand the way it is being written. It's the 10th language. So probably, because you have sucked the English, I really don't know, because I see it being very explicit, very clear at Vietnam.
Before you come in, a contact advice.
Okay, Chairperson. All the observations made by committee members, especially the one that Honorable Dutty is talking about, that paragraph 4. It relates to if members can refer to paragraph 1 on the same thing, and also paragraph 2, 3, 4, and paragraph 5. What was happening, what we were capturing there, and which the committee noted, is that the different stakeholders which were presenting, it was clear that they have different views in terms of how this Israeli-Palestine conflict could be resolved. They had different views. So the committee noted that people who are here to address us have different approaches and different understandings in terms of how the Israeli-Palestine issue could be resolved. This is what we are capturing there, that the committee actually observed that.
You're saying that you're going to paragraph 1?
Paragraph 1, it says, the last sentence there says, it was noted that from the meeting with the Jewish board, and BDS and the other one, delegations, it became clear that the issue of insecurity was based on a trust deficit. There was already a sign of trust deficit amongst them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So, paragraph 4 also notes that across the different parties, NGOs and stakeholders, which are the people who came, there was a lack of consensus on how to advise on the Israeli side. Then you go to the next paragraph. The committee said there was a desire that the three have a dialogue and then come together and present a united view to the committee on the Israeli-Palestine. So there is that kind of, you know, observation that the committee made. So I don't know if it's clear.
Can I just summarize what I'm asking and then I'll leave it at that, so that it can be noted clearly in the minutes.
Okay.
What I'm asking. So under 2.1, paragraph 4, 5, 6. Sorry, under 2.1.
You
know. under 2.1, paragraph 4, 5, 6, and 7. All I'm asking is that we take out wherever it's put noted, and we put either suggested or the view was expressed. That's all. It's just we are sitting in a committee where we understand diplomacy. And we want to be diplomats. And we've seen people bending over backwards here to be diplomatic themselves when they were speaking to us. And it would just be, I'm just pointing out a red herring in terms of getting a negative as opposed to a positive reaction. So it doesn't change, because it's not changing their words. The words of the people in the committee are still completely intact. It's just changing how the committee experts have actually put it down, and that is, I'm just saying, instead of noted, if you put suggested or expressed, it will be slightly more diplomatic, and it won't raise, but I'm going to leave it at that. So if you can just note on those paragraphs, I'm just talking to our support staff, in terms of 4, 5, 6, and 7, that we take out noted and put either suggested or expressed. And if you don't do it, It's fine, and then that's fine. And then the other thing was just to query on page 6, if I can, before I run.
Yes.
Before we cut this one, there are 3 hands now. But
good Lord, we're going to discuss everyone for 15 or 20 minutes. These are minutes.
Now, you see the word noted here at the beginning is actually written 1, 2, 3, 4 times.
Yes.
It was noted, noted, noted. Then you look at the word view in the second paragraph. There's a view, there's a view, there's a view. It's 3 times. Then the word desire is the only one that comes one
which
time.
Is not very
so it's been just the style of writing.
Yeah.
Now, the question is whether the word noted actually takes away the thoughts expressed in that line. Does it mean that in your view, you are saying that it means it is a committee decision? Because that's what I suspect you want to say it says. But there are 3 hands now, Honorable Lukota, Honorable Kenya, and Khater. And we've got to close on this matter, on this item. Lukota?
No,
good. Okay, look,
present. Chair, from the explanation that was given by the staff, it's very clear to me. It's not saying that you took a decision.
Mm-hmm.
It is saying that the committee observed that. It noted that. There was a trust, lack of trust on both sides. That is between the people that were briefing you. They were not at one on something. Is there anybody who has a problem with that?
No.
Yeah, because we just noted that. So which is why they were encouraged to go and meet and try and find each other.
Thank you, Chair. But can just be noted, I'm happy that I actually did bring that up, that we'll be trying to
help. Yeah, no, it doesn't tie anybody to a specific position. Yes, yeah.
Under response by delegation. It's just to leave this with you. You can do whatever you want with it. It's just that I see that a request has been made for the Israeli delegation to address our committee, and I just like it on record that I'm asking that we try and accommodate that.
What time is it?
The second paragraph from the bottom on page 6.
What is it here? Yes.
It says she wondered
look.
When last an Israeli
look.
Delegation.
Look.
Oh, Miss Luke, who made a joke, isn't it?
No, so it's touching on the point of an Israeli delegation, and I just wanted to mention that I'm aware that a request has been made for a delegation of members of Parliament, I think, to come to speak to our committee. So I'm just wanting to put it out there that obviously you like us to request in the committee, so I just want to
noted
that I'm requesting that we try and accommodate that delegation in terms of hearing it.
No, but that's not the minute, that's the way forward.
Yes, because Kurt's going to have me expelled as a people for the party if I stay any longer.
Go, go.
So that's my problem.
Okay, we'll be heading back up. You have to confirm whether you were present last year. Okay, page 2.
Yes.
Page 3. Page 4. On page 4, where we were, page 4. Page 5. Page 5, paragraph number 1, 2, 3, 4. There was a view that the South African Jewish Board of Deputies, you see how it is written?
Page 5.
Page 5. You wrote SJBD when it should be SAJBD. That is 1, 2, 3. Yes, there's a point of order. Yeah, it was a Friday, yeah. And many members actually agreed to coming that Friday because they came here and I was left with, and I was actually very angry. Yeah, and there were many people laughing. Page 6. Money. Page 7. Okay. Can I hear you on this minute, those who are present? Are you moving?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm seconding this. Let me just express a view on this one, arising from what Honorable Dudley was saying, but also arising from what the Jewish board was raising when they met the chief whip. And I had the privilege of being invited to that meeting. But arising also from the view of the BDF, I don't know whether this committee one day would want to sit and discuss this matter of Israel. You know what happens, right? The BDF, for instance, feels that we as this parliament are not hard enough. We're not doing the things that they are requesting us to do. For instance, they come and say, look, tell the government to expel the ambassador of Israel, impose sanctions. There are a host of things that they feel we must do, which government says, but this cannot be done. No. You see? Then there is a Jewish board, which is a lobby group, also feels that, yes, we are South African Jews. Certain things that are happening there are not happening in our name, but those are our people who are Jews like them. They must be persuaded to accommodate the Palestinians. Right? Then you've got a view of both the parliament and of the government, of course, which is the view of the ANC, that these people must accept each other. Israel must not think it will do away with Palestine or Palestine will do away with Israel. Like some parties this side will say, kill the whole Israel. Things like that. Now, coexistence, two-state solution. Now, la committee tina, ngingitina, sivanama difficulties akathi. But kune view enye futhi, which is the Jewish board. So all I'm saying is whether we would want, as a committee, if it is, can be done, to invite, knowing that they've got conflicting views, the BDS, the Zionist movement, or the whatever it is, or the Jewish board, and say, well, we stand by
the fact that there must be negotiations, there must be this, there must be this, there must be this, and agree among ourselves that, well, when it comes to parties, parties have got particular views. Because I'm saying this thing arising from what Utadli is saying, because the party, by the way, is a Christian Democratic Party. They have another thing. Obviously, it's maybe it's an ACDP, ne? Obviously, from that particular perspective, it will have certain views which are in driven by that religion, as opposed to any other religion. And other people right in the same area are actually Muslim. So you may find that it's a conflict of the religions which gets into the politics, and then which gets migrated to us. So Guna Lapa Sana City, the committee agrees with the following things, but parties agree to disagree when it comes to this and this, because parties have their own views. And there's nothing wrong with that when people are saying, the ANC says this on this, or the DA says this on this. Then it can be recorded as that. If it's been any, so at some point, I'm just saying, we might have to look at that. Then Babul Kota wants to bail us out.
But that's a program.
No, as a country,
yeah,
we are guided by the policy that the country of South Africa adopted. And that policy was that South Africa, having now graduated to nationhood and accepted in the United Nations and other international bodies, is not anti-Israel, is not anti-Jewish, Palestinian. South Africa is pro-peace. President Mandela then said, we must open a mission on both missions on both sides. Because we, even though the Palestinians have been traditionally our close friends and all of that, but we cannot assist them to achieve peace if we talk to only one side and not to both sides. So we established the two missions to encourage and to contribute our experiences, how we got to resolve our issues on peace. The South African Federal for Democratization that took us from 1912, a long and lots of experience. Now, if any group comes to us and says, no, pressure the government to change its course, we must explain to them our position and say to them, no, we are pro-peace. We want you guys to find each other. If we say you come to us, you must, they say those fellows must go away. How are you going to reach people? Tell us how are you going to reach people? And if the other side comes and says we must expel you, how are we going to help peace? We can't help peace by being one-sided. We can help peace by insisting and persuading both sides to come to us.
Multilateral.
So that is the only way. We must not even say, promise them we're going to do something that is wrong. Because it's in conflict with our national policy. That's why we've got two missions on both sides. And even Pretoria, there are two embassies there for Palestine and for them. The United Nations has not long ago allowed even this other guy, Palestinians, to raise their flag there. And we are members of the United Nations. We can't go against our international commitments as well. That's all committed.
Thank you very much for that guidance. In other words, it means when this matter arises, we must be able to say this is the view of government, view of parliament, and a view of a party, which we must accommodate. If people speak for their party, it's something else. But for government, it's something else.
I'm really confused. Are we addressing the minutes? Are we addressing matters arising, or are we doing programming? You know, we are here to do a piece of work. Let's get this over and done with. Then we've got to look at the recommendations that have come out of each of the minutes and discuss this.
Okay.
But we are doing something in a piecemeal situation now, which I'm not comfortable with. If we're here to focus on the minutes, let's focus on the minutes. Are we doing metathorizing? Are we planning our program for the rest of the year? Because now you're asking, should we invite these people? How do we give you, without going into an in-depth discussion, which Honorable Lakota has already started the discussion as how we should be addressing it?
No, Ms. Kalyan, one point of order. I thought the chairperson was asking in the light of the fact that it appears that some of the parties are not taking what he understands to be government policy. And now, really, I think what we're trying, we can't also abandon this like this. We don't want to have meetings.
I agree with you. I fully agree with you.
We don't want to have meetings when there are people that are from outside. And we, as you must remember, we are now the National Assembly.
Yeah, I fully agree with you.
And the National Assembly must tell people that come to us the right thing. So, I thought we were saying that the chair was asking for clarification just to ensure that all of us are at one. And
I think we just really have to know and agree that we won't be one here. Because of with what the chair is saying, we are with the position of the South African government.
Yes.
But politically, the ANC has got their own view.
That's what I'm saying.
We also got our own view. So it is that thing where now, when we invite whoever, what I would accept is that if we invite, let us invite across the board, across the conflict spectrum, and hear all those people. Because of what we've done here, it was good that we got the Jewish vote, even though majority of these members were not there. But when we had the coalition for Palestine, everybody was there, which shows the biasness.
The bias.
When we had the coalition, we were all there. Of Palestine, but when we had the Jewish vote, it was me and you and Rafuti and Gatsby. Everybody was born. So it shows the biasness, but let's not go there. So what we need to do is, and I agree with you, Honorable Lakota, is that there is a South African government position.
I see if I let me get
but
laugh.
But the problem is when it comes to individual political parties, and that's where the contradiction comes.
Point made. I think I see Valen laugh.
You
say, Okalia is in order when he says the chair must not say we discuss a way forward on the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And Ulikota is saying, all I was saying, Uti, we must know Uti, une committee that, I mean, a committee, there's a view it can express, which says, is a South African government point of view. You see, it's an important thing that I must understand it. Because if anyone among us becomes an ambassador or speaks in the United Nations or speaks in the AU or speaks in any international forum, you can say, my country says this and this and this and this and this. But your party says yes. At a party level, we hold a particular view, but for government, it does say this. It's important with local surveillance was, okay, let's get into the minutes of 30 November 2016. And the people who were there are written there, and those who were absent are also noted there, and apologies. That page. Page 2. Page 3. I see that they speak about Dr. Ntembo there. I thought Lakota will quarrel with the hair again. That's on a light note. Page 5. Page 6. Okay, there's a conclusion there, and all these minutes must be signed, Hey, must only study now. It's only study spaces over time. I mean, it's not a man in Ganga.
Yeah.
Remember?
Those were present: Masango, Khatebe, Maila, Mbumlwana, Kenye, Kalapa, Kalian, Bergman, Dudley, Shope.
Those are present. Can we hear you?
Kalapa?
Shapela Mnwana, Mdurastu.
Seconded by Khatebe. Oh, Shapela Mnwana. Oh. Okay, thank you very much. Moved by Mkhalap. Seconded by Khatebe. The minutes of the 25th January 2017, this year this time. This one is the... We're in Pretoria, man. Tell me, Manuel, how did we meet in January before Parliament opened? Those were the members present, and those were the members absent. And page 2, that was the officials and the staff present. And of course, the minutes finish at page 3. It's a very short set of minutes. Honorable Raputi, move.
I move for adoption.
Honorable Kenya, second. The minutes of 15 February. Those were the members present and the apologies. Honorable Quarter?
On page 1.
Yes, yes.
On attendance.
Yes.
He said, I apologize on behalf of the DA.
No, my apologies, that I got that in. I just use an old template and I forgot to delete it. My apologies. Page 2. No, yeah. These minutes are not, don't have pages. Very much. Oh. Yeah. Minutes are falling as page 2 and page 3 and page 4. It's 4 pages, but I got number of pages. So, Masalaya go 86. Masalaya was fine.
No,
okay. But Masalaya was fine. So, I forgot my page. Members, on page 3. The one amount discussion or colon I am Udilo, that is committee discussion over the Udilo, a very capital. The I was going to ask just for my own clarity from you, Mrs. Dineo, on the African Court of Justice. Because when I was debating in my Africa Day, first I wrote African Court of Justice, and then I was actually corrected as African Court of Justice, human, what, right? So this formulation here, can I just hear you?
Yes, Tipson, is the African Court of Justice and Human Rights, the one which is not yet in operation, The one which exists now is the African Court of Human Rights.
The FNL in the ICC as Africa.
Yes, the one which is going to be similar to the ICC is the one which has.
It's called what?
The it's called the African Court of Justice and Human Rights.
Okay.
The Malabo Protocol.
Yeah.
That's what creates it.
Yeah.
The one which exists now is on human rights. It doesn't have the element of dealing with criminal matters like the four offenses. So this one is
it's not the African Court of Justice.
Yeah, this one is the Human Rights Court.
It's the African Court
on human rights, on people and human rights.
No,
we'll deal with that.
Okay,
Page
4?
No, we will not adopt meaning we don't understand.
Oh, yeah?
So, I just want to say, you are saying the African Court of Justice, what about it?
I was raising the fact that the name is not the way it is written here. Even now, and so she's saying, what is existing now is the African Court of Justice and Human Rights.
The Malabo Protocol.
Yeah.
Is creating an African Court of Justice and Human Rights. On paper, because they haven't yet got enough certifications for it. Hence, the problem now with the ICC issue. Then, this minute we're saying, in order for they were dealing with the ICC withdrawal. So it was being suggested that it is important that the AU actually strengthens its own institutions, which will be able to deal with those issues which were supposed to be dealt with by the ICC. So that court there, it has to be the Court of Justice and Human Rights. The part of human rights is left out, because that's the court which members are urging that it be operationalized in terms of countries should ratify it. But what exists now is the one on African Court of Justice and Human Rights. It exists in the Gambia. But it cannot deal with criminal matters like what the ICC concentrates on.
You lower your voice and you deal with this one that's existing.
Oh.
Yeah, now we understand that what is existing and what we desire.
Okay.
Because I'm a Kamala, so let's all understand that.
I'll propose that we make two sentences that are separate.
Okay.
The concern that we are raising is about the current capacity of the African court. That is in Gabon.
In Gabon.
We also we would want the implementation of the Malabo Protocol on the new court.
It's
about strengthening the current court, and then secondly is about calling for the ratification of the new court.
Yeah.
So then they can just work on which one is human rights, which one is
they will work on it. Would the finance understand what is the name of the one that
the
is existing
one.
Now, and the name of the one that will so that men the life along a corner.
African Court on human and people rights.
That is the current.
On human rights, yes. On human and people's rights. On people and human rights. It ends with human rights. Yeah, it's on people and human rights. That's the one in the Gambia. The one which exists now. So the gist of that paragraph which Honorable Mkhalapa is 1, 2, 3, 4. The African Court of Justice and Human Rights, that's the full name.
That's the new one.
That's the new one in the Malabo Protocol. It's there, the Malabo Protocol is there, but it's just that it's not functioning because it doesn't have enough ratification. Yes.
There's still 9 countries.
Yes.
Okay, that's another problem, man. Fine. Honorable Kenya?
I don't know, Chairperson. I think every committee will request a full briefing about the Malabo Protocol and also the Kagame report. I wonder if maybe because you can understand when we've got those reports, to my understanding. We'll discuss and discuss something that you don't understand if you don't get this full report from the department about this this protocol and also that Kagame report.
Content advisor? This is Bale Pants, no? Oh, it's in the minutes. Yeah, it's Kagame report, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bese kuba Malabo protocol, then sekuzoba ile France yaba izinto ezoba before us. No. Izinto nje kumele sizi attend, but there's nothing wrong if we bring in the Kagame report. Yeah. Page four. Can I hear you on the adoption?
I move.
Honorable Khalapa moves and is seconded by Honorable Dudley. Honorable Raputi, good job. How Dudley? I'm going to say, I'm going to blow. The minutes of the 22nd February. This year, the people who are absent is Mwango and Holomisa. Oh, Holomisa, my last part was to absent. Or until they submit the name of another person. Remember, they are all over the show. Okay. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. And page 5. Can I hear you, Honourable Member, on this minute of the 22nd February, mainly on the bill here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Honourable Kenya? Thank you very much. Are you seconded by Honourable Khalapa? Khalapa must wanna serve a ANC.
Yeah,
I'm gonna look second la. I'm gonna show you no. I'm gonna go and I Pranji. Tell a late Pranji, no kupu. The minutes of the 1st March 2017. Uzosebe Francis Gahatene. No. Not a Gahatene, a Rampomluana. And other Lukata will be the secretary. He has good experience on the public. When you arrive, then they'll make you a treasure. I withdraw, I remember. 1st March 2017. Page 2. Sultan, the DTI, you have another the issues raised by the DTI. Um,
where one is in small letter. Now, I know that in their official letterhead, they write them in small letter. Now, when we summarize, is it official that they be written like this? No. Angithi yabona phezulu lapha number 2, the Department of Trade and Industry. It's a full sentence, but ukuthi uma silibhala in abbreviation, see abbreviator as small letter. Just try to find out. They write it like that. Small go. I see they write in small letters officially, isn't it?
Yes.
But my abbreviation by the so.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought it was. Page 5. No, page 3, I'm sorry. Page 4. Page 5. Can I hear members? Thank you very much. Seconded by Lukwatane. The sets of minutes of the 8th March. Yeah, no, several questions. 8th March this year. Page 2. This somebody is DOD, the Department of Defense, ne? But this MV, what is that? Military veteran? Oh. Page 3.
We had an issue with the DOGMV. Did they give us their presentation? They made an oral presentation on the day. And we said we need a presentation. Did we receive it?
No.
No, Sebastian, I've read it.
Thank you, sir. I've written more than 5 emails, and escalated the matter. I haven't received any presentation. And now, the funny thing is that DECO has the presentation, which they presented before us, when they were exchanging notes. So I don't understand why now they're uncomfortable to say with us.
Okay.
No, Department of Defense. Yes, sir. So I'm not sure if I may propose that it be escalated to at the political level, because officials did not comply with the request of the committee.
What reason are they giving?
They keep on saying they will forward, but they are not forwarding anything. I've got tons of emails. In fact, I've copied Usis Pinel in all the emails to a point where I've just given up.
Oh, somebody could hear
Okay. Member? Oh, Hateve?
On the issue of that thing, I think you must request that those minutes, that presentation of those minutes. And then the minutes are in order.
Okay. I will write, must I write to the minister? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I think if there are sensitivities,
they know that the sensitivities can be edited out regarding certain matters, more foreign missions or foreign operations. That may expose
No.
compromise, but even a report, yes.
Such a ridiculous thing you're saying, it's unbelievable. They came here and they made a presentation. And we want that presentation. And the department is messing us around. We've got to take a firm line on that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in committee and you want you to keep things confidential, then that should have been a disclaimer at the start of the report. But you know, Chairperson, why is it that we now have to beg for this? It's really unacceptable for the department to be messing us around. Take a hard line.
Chair, if that's why I raised it, because if you recall at that meeting, we had a debate on whether we allow them to present or not. And we made a concession because they said, no, we are here, sorry, forgive us. We will definitely send you the presentation. And that general put a oral presentation. So we wouldn't have allowed him if he didn't say he will provide a presentation. So I'm wondering, even the minutes that we are writing it based on the oral presentation that he made? Because
because we permitted it.
Yeah, we want that presentation.
Okay. Around the quarter? Then followed by content advisor.
Chairperson and committee members, there is something that is happening that is overall that's very, very wrong in this parliament. We may be a committee.
We may be a committee, but we are members of parliament. In fact, we represent the National Assembly here. If therefore we say to a department, we need this document or we need that document, unless they think that there's something doubtful about our credibility as South African parliamentarians, which they ought to say so, we are not asking for a favor. We are asking for, the department is our employees in defense. They must bring those things when we want them, so that we can then be able to hold the executive to account if there's anything that is not going on right.
Yep.
But it can't be that when we say to them, we want this document, or we want that, then they decide, no, you are not going to have it. Like Saud would come into the meeting of a portfolio committee and say that, you know, he's the king, they can go to hell. We can't allow that kind of thing. We are parliamentarians representing the people of South Africa. Please.
Agreed.
This must be understood. And in our name, on our behalf, Chairperson, please assist the staff to get that message through. In fact, as a chair, you are in the position of speaker. You can write a letter to the minister and say, your department made a commitment to the committee I had on such and such a day to make this, to bring this and so on. I require that document. We have now been waiting, the committee has been waiting for so long, we require it on this date. It must be done. You know? Thank you, Chairperson. I'm merely reinforcing the strength of the position you occupy. Please, sir. It's very important. And the strength of all these members. These members here must go and account to the people afterwards. So if we don't enable them, if you, by making the documents available, tomorrow people are going to ask us, but what were you doing? Why didn't you get this document? Thank you.
In fact, it would be difficult to finalize the bill with this defect, because there was a presentation which we compromised to receive.
I was saying the actually it's mandatory for them to submit a written submission. And we read the submission which they gave the department. It's absolutely, there's nothing sensitive about it. So they do have that presentation because they were presenting on exactly what they submitted to them. So it's for them to just, you know, forward the same document to the committee. But it they are obliged to actually do a written submission.
Okay. No, I will deal with that. I'll deal with that in the office. Page 3. We were on page 3, né? Now page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 8 and 9. Can I hear your member? Minutes of the 8th March. Can I hear the member?
I propose the adoption, sir.
Adoption, any seconder? Mukhalapa, thank you very much. The minutes of the 15th March. They don't follow each other that way now. I don't know what it, we have to jump to divider, the yellow and pinkish, 15th March. Nebonam. Okay. The three pager. Attendance on the first page and then discussions on the second page. The minutes are very thin anyway, and they end on page 3. Can I hear the member? I think it's straightforward. On our Kenya? Seconded by Rafuti, thank you very much. And then we'll go to the minutes of the 22nd March. Second match. Not only. Then the second match. I think Landela Ama date and not the way it is packed. Yes. Okay, the Department of Police was presenting. Those were the members present. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Can I hear the member on the presentation of the police? Honorable Kalia?
Move.
You move? Seconded by Mayela. Mayela. Okay. Thank you very much. The meetings, the minutes of the 3rd May, so we have to go back now. Oh, sorry. 29 March, yes, 29 March. Actually, Alandela immediately after the police. Anyhow, manj, eh?
Anyhow.
Yes, anyhow. And National Treasure. First page. Attendance. Page 2. Page 3. Honorable Kota. Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Kota.
Okay,
Leave your hand to us, Honorable. Who are your men?
Who are your men?
Page 3. So whatever, the cat is out of the bag now. Page 4. Assets and police and all those.
Tolman.
Page 5. Page 6. Page 7.
There was a comment made by the House that the department has not consulted them on the bill. Has that matter been verified or not? Because even the department disputed that they did make a presentation to the House. Remember, there was a big fight before the House presented that the department didn't inform them, they don't know about this bill, they get it for the first time when it's coming to Parliament. Have we ascertained the threat?
No.
The department and the House?
No, I didn't do anything about that. What I remember is that the department said it consulted with departments. And they were part of the department. And there are departments who still say that they were not consulted. But Nihau is a labor. I don't remember, and I may be wrong, I don't remember a department in the stakeholders, ISFAITA, Labor Federations, and saying that Nihau. I don't remember, but I may not be right, but Nihau did say that they were not consulted. And they did say they will raise the matter at NETLAC. I don't remember me doing anything about it.
Okay.
Whatever.
Chairperson, I think that we must get a formal response from the side of the department, because what has happened, we did, you know, it was informal. They said that this thing, they referred it back to the bargaining chamber. That's where it is, as we're speaking now, between the department and the how it is there. But I think that is not, but for the sake of the record of this thing, the department must inform us formally.
Yeah.
That's the
report.
Okay, then. Page 8. Page 9. Page 10, page 11, Can I hear the member?
With those comments from Honorable Hadebe, I move.
Any seconder? And I'll put it seconded. Then we can go back to a yellow divider. But there are many yellow. Not a yellow man. It's pinkish.
Two pinks on mine.
Third May. Yeah, I think it's mustard, yeah. Very thin minutes there. Third May. Here. Page 2. What draft to work lawyer? Committee star, was it not supposed to be capital C? Yeah, well, draft committee report. I think it's capital D, capital C, capital R.
Chair, there were recommendations on this report. Mm. I would assume they will be attached with the minutes.
There were so many recommendations.
There were recommendations, mm-hmm. And remember we were dealing with the recommendations from the committee on this report. So where are they? Are they attached with the minutes? Or
in the report.
In the report, okay. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Page 2. Page 3. La recommendation to Tago.
I have
the second.
May I address you? Now, we noted the reports, we adopted them. Now, from matters arising is your recommendation. The committee has made recommendations. One of them being the Malabo Protocol needs to be to come to this committee. I think the Khafare report needs to come here. There's a few specific recommendations that the committee has made. So from past experience, what happens is that the Secretariat captures that and then follows up with it and gives us a report back on where these things are going to be fitted in. That is how it should be.
But even on this one, there were recommendations arising out of the public lecture. This very one. So.
Yeah, but in those records, the question I was just asking was that the recommendations we made as a committee, were they captured? Where are they?
Yeah.
In the report, where did the report go? To the ATC or where?
I'm going to send it to one of them.
Okay.
Yeah, but then
it's up to you, the chair, to activate some of the
recommendations
on the program.
That's what I was getting to. Yeah. Okay. I was still going to speak about the issue of recommendations, in particular on the issue of the white paper. There was a clear decision taken that the department must open up the discussions nationally so that it can be dealt. Put new things to share there. No. But I think if it is in the report, let the report come and then we deal with it accordingly.
Yeah.
The chair must just make an action.
Thank you very much. Can I hear the members on the minutes of the 3rd May? Raputi and Maila. The 10th May. Page 2. I had a whisper that on this day, this was the day of the hair.
Yeah.
And the day of the hair. And then the other minute, 8 March, was the day of the 13th. You know, yeah, that's some whispers. Now that they are absent.
I move for the adoption of the report.
From Halaba, seconded. Embedded by Honorable Kenya. The last minute, right, man. When is 15 March?
Oh,
it's 10th May, man. Eh? This 17 May, you were what? Yeah, man, yeah. Just after the Monday, the date, 17 May. On this day, we were looking at the minutes. Budget vote report.
No, that's a budget vote report. Where the Democratic Alliance have called it. Yeah. And we supported the report yesterday. Hope you wrote it well.
First page. Those are the members present and absent.
It's a study group decision on this one.
No, go down there.
Page 2?
Oh. It's written twice. You are doing the Democratic.
Page 2? Minutes of the 17th May, the very last minute. Honorable Kenya? Honorable Kenya is moving. Thank you very much, Honorable Kenya. Seconded by the neighbor. MSA Maila. Ushangama initials of all of them. Ushangama, the real initials in the world.
Let me ask, because we're dealing with the minute. The right to vote otherwise of the DA, where is it recorded? On the report or on the minute? No, it's supposed to be. It should be the minute, yes, and it's not there. Because in the report, it's not kept up.
Okay, the commission is a follow.
Yeah.
So, we shall vote otherwise, we must have figure next 8 is a June. Manje mose, imali, manje ako mkhalaka, kuzo wenzo wanja. Honourable members, we are now done with the consideration and adoption of the draft committee minutes, all of them, and they really a must. Thank you very much. The office of the chairman must improve. At least the minutes.
Yeah.
We must smuggle them in.
Yeah.
I think monthly or something like 2 or 3, so that we can do them when still fresh in our mind.
Yeah, how do we
and the implementation, yeah.
I mean, why do we have minutes
late? I really don't know.
This is below your pay grade.
Yeah. What we can do, we can put the item on presentation, and then let's talk on a minute,
yeah.
The previous minute. Then. Yeah, it can be done.
It should be there.
It can be done.
We can't be dealing with.
Was there a hand on anything else? Any announcement?
Because the announcement will be the one that you made at the beginning.
Yeah, because during tea time, people were just eating on the study tour. So, what matters is good thing. On our Kalyan?
I would like, if that next week we could be given the program for the last 2 weeks of June. There's a sitting, as you know, the study tour was held back because of the sitting of the president answering questions, but that is only the day 22nd, which is a Thursday. So I'd like to know what the committee's program is for that week and the next week, please.
Yeah.
it affects when we fly in, you see. Mm.
Okay, honourable members, thank you very much for your input. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.